In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 11, Letter Number 3555. Baruch Hashem, the 15th of Sivan, Tovshin Tezvov, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. Now, he says, complaining to the Rebbe that some people are picking on him, are, you know, distressing him, and what he's doing, they're critical of him, etc. So he's being, disturbed by some people around him who are critical of him and of what he is doing. So the Rebbe says, just take your mind off of all this. And the Rebbe says like this, certainly a big part of it is only your imagination. Rebbe, you know, divide and conquer. Rebbe says, let's see, a big part of it is only your is your imagination. The part that is left, so the Rebbe, the way you should get rid of it is by kimayim aponim luponim, that you start being nicer to the other person. And if you're nicer to him, he'll be nicer to you. So, the Rebbe says, you improve your attitude towards the other person, and then the other person will change his attitude toward you as well. Now, even if after all there, so one part, the Rebbe said, the imagination part, we've removed. Another part is start treating him in a kind way, nice way, so he will return kindness. Whatever is left over, if there is still something left over, so the Rebbe says that should not distract your service, your holy work, in spreading Torah, Chassidus, its directive, its custom, .. So therefore the Rebbe says, don't let this get under your skin, don't let this disturb you. A lot of it is your imagination, a big part of it you can try to change by, another part of it you can try to change by improving your attitude towards that person, and the rest, just don't, if there is something left over, don't worry about it, you need to do your work. Then he also wrote to the Rebbe about he has fears at night. The Rebbe says to check the tefillin of the mezuzahs and to be very careful in reading the Shema before retiring in his bed, Krishna Lamito. And while you're on your bed, to recite orally or in your thought, only in your thought, several lines of Tanya. Rebbe says to learn several times the Shara Bitochen, the gate of trust, in the Sefer Choyves HaLevavos, the obligation of the heart. And the Rebbe says, remove your mind from the fear. Which means, don't even wage war against the fear. Oh no, don't even say, oh, don't worry, there's nothing to be afraid of. Well, just don't think about it. And it's going to weaken on its own until you're going to get rid of it totally. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you have a picture of my father-in-law in a pocket size. The Rebbe suggests that. So, as far as his fears, night fears, that he was having this scary at night, the Rebbe says to check the tefillin mezuzahs, to be very particular with reading the Shema at nighttime, and should recite orally or in his head several lines of Tanya several times to learn the Shara Bitochen, the trust in Hashem, in the Sefer Chavis Al-Vavis. The Rebbe says, don't think about fear at all. Don't even wage war against the fear. The Rebbe says, it'll weaken, it'll get rid of it totally. And the Rebbe also says, for sure you have a picture of the previous Rebbe in a pocket size, and probably that he carries it on him, and that should help him as well. And as far as the first part that he wrote to the Rebbe says, don't pay attention to the people who are causing you distress. First of all, it's imaginary. Second of all, try and improve your attitude to them. And if something is left over, don't let it interfere with your holy work.